Well, welcome. This is Judith Conrad, Judith Conrad Radio, and here we are on Wednesday. We broadcast Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on BBS Radio, and also you can listen in on judithconradradio.com, as that is where I store all of the archived programs. Yes, and this program will be archived there as soon as the powers that be at BBS Radio send it to me, and I can transmute it magically into the archives. And that, you know, aren't computers great? Well, computers are great, except, you know what, we got Mercury retrograde right now. How fun! Yeah, well, if details can get screwed up, they will. And I'm so excited that I'm broadcasting and my equipment's working and pretty happy with that. And you know, when details are good with the computer and all of that stuff, it makes me happy. And our theme for today and yesterday and tomorrow, the theme is happiness. Well, let's first of all, happiness is when you have the opportunity for 2 or 3 weeks to really go inside and do the vision quest to see what details are there that could, would, and probably have gone awry. Just checked my email just a second ago, and yes, yeah, sure enough, someone's in escrow, their house is in escrow, and guess what? Things got muddled up, and so I just emailed her back and said, you know, check the details, have everyone that can check the details over and over and over again. So with Mercury retrograde, it appears that the planet of communication is going backwards. Backwards in that it's retro. It's you're going back and retrieving. Yes, retrieving things from the past. You're redoing. I always love to have my brochure redone about that time. Get your picture retaken. Check your balance on your checkbook to make sure that all of your details are right there on that. If you are going to purchase a place, a house, or a car, make sure you check the details, check the details, check the details. And one thing, I noticed that one of my clients yesterday got lost and instead of going right, went left. You know, and that's typical of Mercury retrograde. And some people say, oh, I'm not going to do anything during Mercury retrograde. I'm not going to buy a house. I'm not going to buy a car. I'm not going to buy anything. I'm not going. Well, if you're going to do that, Christmas is going to get pretty sparse this year. Because why? Well, because this is going to last all the way through January 7th. And that would be if you're going to buy a house now, it would be a perfect time because then all the knowing this, I mean, this is the kicker right here. If you know it, you get to check the details and make sure that everything is functioning, make sure that you have the words spelled correctly on a brochure. And if you're going to travel, make sure you have a GPS. You got it, you know, and that's really important. One of the important days that we're going to be having very soon will be 12-12. You know, we had 11-11-11, and now we've got 12-12. Anytime you have a repetition of any number like that, 12-12, that means that it has more impact, it is more powerful, and usually will take on a special meaning. Now, what I like to do sometimes is I make up what the meaning is. Yep, I do that sometimes. Not when I'm doing a reading, though. Well, it feels like when you're doing a reading, it just feels like you're making things up. During Mercury retrograde, it's a very good time to delve into the psyche. Now, yesterday, my guest was Thomas Price. He's very much the businessman, very much intellectual, and always, I always have to stop and try to catch up with him because his mind is, whoa, I can't keep up with him. And so when he was on my program yesterday, I asked that he slow down. And he shared with his upbringing in Mendocino County when he was very connected to the Native American, come to find out he is part Native American. And so that connection with nature and the, you know, the symbiosis with nature and just observing the cycles and how they impact us. And we're in now in winter. Yes, we're in winter now. And I like this fall winter time. When it gets real winter, when it gets a little cold, that's not always my favorite time of the year. And that doesn't make me so happy. But fall makes me extremely happy. And I like the springtime too. So I'd like to just share just a little bit about five qualities of happy people. And this comes from Lisa Brooks Kift, K-I-F-T. And come to find out, she has written this book, which says, you know, everybody, there's one thing we all seek, and that's happiness. And if you don't want to be happy, then what do you want to be? Do you want to be curious? Do you want to be sad? Some people love to be victim because they can talk about their illnesses. Oh, somebody done me wrong, and I'm going to get them, you know. Well, you know, I think I know a lot of happy people, and they certainly live a much more prosperous life as opposed to this negativity that seems to permeate their whole existence. And sometimes people just carry that. They say, oh, I'm really positive and I know how to do it. Yeah, sure. You're living in a hovel and you are way behind in your rent. And you're every night you're going to the tavern and getting drunk. And so I said, that may be their happiness. And I'm not going to, well, I am judging. Cancel that. We do that. And, you know, I'm going to get it over with. And I just dropped that out of my existence. Well, here are the five. The first one is absence of toxic shame. Yeah, you do something. Oh, boy, do we do a number on ourselves. We beat ourselves up. It's healing the shame that binds you. John Bradshaw wrote that about that in his book, Healing the Shame That Binds You. Well, you know, healthy shame, in the way John Bradshaw describes it, it's a signal. It signals us that we've reached our limit, and it keeps us grounded. And so it's healthy, but there's this toxic shame where we believe that we're flawed and defective and nothing is right about us. And because you have that attitude, people around you just kind of, okay, that's the way you are. Then here, let me support that. When I'm loving and support, and I'm just being in my joy, people want to support me in that. And I've noticed since, I don't know, I guess about 2 months ago, I really got to a place where I realized, you know, I can be happy in this area of Eugene, Springfield, and it makes me so happy that, you know, people want to hang out with me, and they want to come to my birthday parties, they want to do all this fun stuff. That's number one. Get rid of that toxic shame of thinking that you're flawed and that you're less than. The only person who thinks that is you, and if you think that way, everyone else will. Number two is absence of resentment. And that involves forgiveness. And I think it's Luis, what's his name? Anyway, the fourth of the his laws are that you forgive and that you don't take things personally. If I don't take things personally, guess what? It's all about them, not about me. And if I'm resentful, then it's about me. I'm holding on to anger and grudges because they did something wrong. Well, they probably didn't even think about it when they said something or did something. And because of taking it personally, then people tend to slip into depression and excessive anger. Have you been around someone who's depressed? Well, and that can be changed too. Just get into the forgiveness and not so resentful. Yeah. And that anger, oh my goodness, woo, that'll drive you down the road. The third one is living your passion. Well, you know, I said yesterday, one of my passions is doing radio, and I'm addicted to it. Yeah, I'm so addicted, I pay for it. And at times, I paid a lot for it. When I had a radio program in Los Angeles, I would fly down, and I would pay, I think it was $1,500 for an hour radio time. I know, crazy. I had three sponsors. That was okay, you know, but I say I'm addicted, but it's not really an addiction, or yes, it is. Something I absolutely love to do and what I'm called to do. It brings me joy. It brings me, by the way, what does happiness mean to you? If you want to call in, boy, am I ready for your calls. So living my passion, doing sessions, coaching, doing these intuitive readings on air or in a one-to-one. And I'm also going to start an intuitive session on the radio, not on the radio, teleconference or Skype. And then I'm going to have one where people are actually sitting in the chairs across from me, maybe 5 people, 10. Number 4 is dreams for the future. That means that you are cognizant of the fact that there is something else coming after where you are right now in the present. So being in the present, in the now, you can start creating what I call soul goals, SOULGOALS, soul goals. That came into my dreams this morning, yesterday when I woke up, and I am getting that registered so that's going to be part of my work. And if I don't, and if it doesn't, somebody else takes it. Yeah, well, good luck. I'm not going to get resentful. I'm going to move on, and maybe there's a better term. But right now, it's soul goal, and that's what I help people with. So living your passion, if you're in a job you hate, well, and you get just laid off, have you seen the people who get laid off? Oh, the anger toward their boss. They did this. They done me wrong. Well, you hated the job anyway. It's like God tapping them on the shoulder and saying, get this guy or this woman out of this job so she can get on with what she really needs to do. Nice. Okay, number 5, connections to people. Oh my, how many groups do you belong to? Here in Eugene, we belong to a ton of folks, groups where people are just, they're movers and shakers, and they seem to interact with people of that same level that where they, they're thinking positive. How can I build my business? How can you help me with the business? We have a friend named Kathy Wells. She's doing classes on power partners. And, of course, we're going to be attending that, my guest and I, Jan Revell, and we're going to be finding out who our power partners are. Power partners is I know what I'm doing, and you hear someone saying, ooh, I think I need a coach. I think I need this, I need that. And she's listening, and she says, oh, you might want to think about Judith Conrad, because she's an intuitive coach, and she can help you in the following ways. Make sense? That's pretty cool. All right, so we've been talking about the Mercury retrograde and 5 qualities of happy people. Let me read those again. Absence of toxic shame, absence of resentment, and being able to forgive, living your passion, dreams for the future, and connections to people. Okay, we've got Joan from Hawaii on line 3. Let us take that. Hello, Joan.
Hi, Jan and Judith. Hello. How are you?
Are we going to get Joan? Maybe Mercury retrograde. Here we go. Hello.
Hi.
Joan, I cannot
hear
you.
Oh, no.
I can't see that, but I don't know how to get her in. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Joan.
Hello.
Hi, Joan.
Hi.
Well.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yay.
How is Hawaii, Joan?
It's more than I could have dreamed of.
Really? Tell me about what's going on. I mean, I just talked about happy people, and you're a happy camper then, huh?
Oh, well, I consider myself always be a happy camper, but this is even more elevated.
Well, I want to introduce...
The people here are so friendly, and there is just, I don't know, it's just a peace and a calmness here. I call it island time.
Island time. You're calling from Oahu?
Yes, I am. Waikiki Beach at this very moment.
Waikiki Beach. Oh, how shucks. Someone's got to be there. That falls under the category of living your passion and doing what you love?
Absolutely. I'm working on the beach.
Walking on the beach. I love it. Well, I want to introduce you to my friend Jan Revell, who's a guest here on the show. Welcome, Jan, and I'm introducing you to Joan. You've met her at WRN.
Hi, Joan. Are you enjoying that?
Hi,
well,
Jan.
It sounds
How
like
are
you're
you?
Enjoying it.
Well, we'd like
oh,
to do
yeah.
a little...
I mean, nothing better.
Go ahead.
I said, nothing better than being with my love and enjoying this.
I love it. Well, we'd like to do a little, I'm going to do an intuitive insight. I'm going to pull a card for you. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Do you have a particular question, or do you want me to just pull it?
I'll just pull it. I'd like to just pull it.
And then Jan, I don't know that she's ready to do her angel readings. You know, she's starting to do her angel readings full-time now. So I'm just going to pull a card, and then we'll see whether are your angels ready? Okay. The card that I pulled for you is a Princess of Cups, and that is let go and let God.
What is it?
It's let go and let God. In other words, just let spirit lead you where spirit will lead you.
Uh-huh.
And we had a session before you left, and everything looked so positive about your business expanding, your new skin business expanding there in Hawaii, and then also moving forward to do some work over in the Asian market.
Well, this is the place for it to manifest, for sure.
Okay, Jan, any information for Joan?
Well, Joan, it seems that there's somebody, there's either a shop across from the beach that is I can't tell whether it's a hair salon or it's a shop that might sell something that has skin products with it, but there's somebody there that needs to talk to you. So you might kind of take a little walk along there, or you may see this person walking along the street coming towards you, and allow yourself to just feel and be ready for that, because somebody there really needs to talk to you, and you have something special to give to that person. It's a woman.
I certainly do. I'm sitting here looking toward the front here. All I see right now is just a coffee shop, but that's nice to have that in my consciousness to keep an eye open for it.
Very good, Joan. Thank you so much for calling. Okay.
Well, thank you. You ladies are awesome.
Okay. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you soon, Joan.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Joan.
How fun. From Hawaii. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, sometimes the messages come through very, very strong. Sometimes the messages come through. And by the way, that opens the lines up. We have four lines, I think three or four lines, plus an 800 number, plus Skype, where you can, you know, just tune in and you can listen and you can call in through any and all of these. And we'd love to hear from you. In the meantime, until someone calls, Jan and I are just going to sit here talking. And so tell me, Jan, about your angels. I mean, you were definitely instructed to use the advice of the angels for other people.
I was, and I fought it.
I know.
I said, no, I will not do this. This is, no, go find somebody else. And I was told, you will do it. And I continued to fight. I fought it for quite a bit. And when that didn't work, I whined. And when whining didn't work, they stood there and got really big, and the wings went way up, you know, and big above the shoulders, and they stood really tall, and the voices got really deep, and they said, you will, because that is your purpose in life. And I sat there and looked at him, and I said, are you sure?
We have Stacy on line three. Stacy, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi. Thank you very much for having me on.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
From Texas. Wow, yes. I love it. So, Stacy, is this the first time you've listened to this program?
Yes, it is. And I'm actually a friend of Jan's, and we met through Facebook.
Okay.
All right. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Stacy, do you have a question? See, both of us are doing readings today on the radio. That's our main purpose.
Okay.
So what question do you have?
Well, basically, I am at a crossroads, so I have an opportunity to move forward, and I'm I really want to go into physical therapy and become an assistant, but I don't know if that is actually the direction I'm supposed to go in. So I'm just have some confusion about where I'm supposed to be moving forward. And,
okay.
You know, it's, yeah, so I'm kind of in this holding space, and I'm clouding a little bit for myself, and I'm having a hard time getting clear.
Okay, very good. Jan, you want to go first?
What is your other option, Stacey?
Well, you know, I've been a massage therapist for 11 years. You know, I'm a very kind of, I have a lot of knowledge about, you know, I do hot stone massage. I work with essential oils. I love animals. I thought about going that way and maybe being like a vet tech or working with animals in some way. You know, things that are more geared towards natural, holistic living, things that I thought about maybe going back and being a nutritionist because I'm all about food as medicine. And I really love that, and I would really love to help people change their diets and to be healthy. I'm really into natural living and healthy living and, you know, simplicity. I'm not, you know, really about it's money.
Okay,
and
well,
life, but that's not my driving.
Okay, that's it. We got it. We got the essence of what it is now. Mm-hmm. So, Stacey, so Jan, do you have anything for her?
One of the things that I'm getting, Stacey, is that physical therapy is not generally geared towards holistic and natural living. It's geared more towards allopathic and chemicals or towards movement that isn't necessarily a healing movement. As a massage therapist, and I'm getting very clearly that you are a healer. So
Yes.
You might want to reconsider, or I guess the biggest thing that comes through is that there's a bit of confusion, there's a bit of distraction on too many things that you want to do. So if you can do a something that my coach told me to do is to write down a list or draw a circle on a piece of paper. Judith is my coach.
So that's why I'm laughing here.
Draw a circle on a piece of paper and write down what it is that you need to get really to the core of what brings you joy. It isn't what you feel you want to do or you need to do or who wants you to do. It's what brings you the most joy. And from there, you can go out. So you can take all these spokes and you can say, I want to deal with children or I want to deal with animals or I want to deal with adults, whatever it is you want to do, and point them all towards the circle and leave the circle blank. And from that, taking all those spokes, you're going to come together and see where it is that brings you the joy. What is the absolute center of all of those goals so that you can work on that?
Perfect. Very good. And Stacey, I'm going to give you a quick, the lines are full. I love it. See what you do, Jan? The angels want to talk to a lot of people. So Stacey, my information is that you come to a place of peace, because when you're coming from a place of confusion, no decisions can be made. And if you heard the first part of the program, it's Mercury retrograde, and that is paramount. That is confusion city. So just allow yourself to be in confusion and then sift through and do like Jan says, do the mind map and do the circle and write down all the things. I pulled the tarot card for you. The first one is peace, to be at peace and connect with source. And then the number two card is the sun in Aries, the three of wands, spiritual, moving into a new direction. All of the above that you mentioned they didn't resonate with me. One, maybe about the animals. That was about the only thing that resonated with me. Let's do some internal work, and you're going to find out that by January the 7th, you're going to be very clear. If not, you might want to contact Jan or myself and get a coaching session. All right, Stacey, thanks for calling. We love
you.
Thank you. Keep listening.
Bye.
And by the way, if you call and you're still listening, this is all information for you. So pick one of the, say, Joan was number one, and you can go to the archives and listen to it again. Stacey, number two. We're going to have Richard, number three, and Susan, number four. Pick, you know, one of those people to have that really relevant for you. I'm going to pick Susan because she's number four. Okay? Which one are you going to pick, Jan?
Richard.
Richard. Okay, Richard, bring him on. Okay, Richard.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Richard.
Hi there.
And where are you calling from?
Wisconsin.
Yeah, from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Okay. What part of Wisconsin?
The west central area. It's only about 100 miles from the Twin Cities.
All right. From Minnesota. Where do you think I'm from?
Yeah, I actually grew up in Denver.
Yeah, Minnesota. Okay, do you have a particular question, or you just want to see what we come up with, Richard?
See what comes up, because when I'm practicing, I'm constantly getting my hand touched, and I even heard a voice yesterday from a very cute sounding female voice saying hello.
You're connected. You're hearing voices from the other side. Is that what I'm hearing? Having difficulty understanding you.
I do that. I'll feel somebody touching my hand, and then at times it'll be like a spider web feeling coming across my face.
So, and are you in constant communication with the voice that is speaking, if I'm hearing you correctly?
No, I'll hear a voice every now and then. Sometimes it's a guy's voice, sometimes it's a female voice.
Okay. Jan, any hit that you get for Richard about that?
I would want to know a little bit, just a very little bit, about what the voices are telling you. Are these positive things, or are they harmful, or what are you getting?
No, usually I have heard hi, and then I can't, or my name is pretty much all I'm hearing. In my head, it's like when I'm practicing, it's like they're trying to tell me to what I'm trying to accomplish with my music. I hear lyrics at times, and I feel like somebody's guiding my hand other times.
Okay.
So who's the musician, Richard?
Well, I'm the only one playing guitar right now.
Well, I think what Jan was saying is that who's the musician on the other side that is connecting with you to help you with your music, to help and guiding you. You're pretty lucky.
Yeah.
You're pretty lucky to have
I've seen a face that kind of reminds me of one of my favorite guitarists who passed away about 6 months ago. His name's Gary Moore.
Hello. Is Gary Moore trying to communicate with you?
Yeah, I don't know if that's him or not, who it is.
Well, this is a perfect time to... Jan's going to jump back in here, too, because she's formulating some things. I pulled a card for you, and it's the Knight of Discs, which is the highest manifesting card in the deck, which indicates, get in a quiet place. And with your hand on a paper and pencil and probably with your non-dominant hand, and start, as you're doing the meditation, I would get your music going, too. And then start writing about what is it you want to say to me. What is it? And who is speaking? And then just sit and let your hand start writing.
Okay, I have to use the right hand because I'm left-handed, although I'm fully ambidextrous.
Yeah, so you can use the left hand too. With left-handed people, they're automatically connected to the psyche. Jan, what do you get for him?
I'm getting that you should... actually start playing some, just let yourself sit with your guitar and start playing. If you play the piano at all, sit down and start playing. Close your eyes, try not to think, and just let it go. Because there is, so I've got a hand on my shoulder here that says that there is a hand on your shoulder. There's somebody there standing with you who has some music to share through you. And whether you ever figure out who it is or not is irrelevant. The fact is that the music is coming through you. The lyrics are coming through you. And it's your job to either honor that and work with it or to say, no, I don't want to do it, and to let it go completely. But you can't be halfway in between. You've
right.
got to go one way or the other.
That was the same with Stacy. The confusion does not allow for decisions. Yeah,
right.
So whatever clarity is, just to be clear about whatever you're clear about in the moment. Okay, Richard, we've got to move on. We've got the full board here with people calling in. And if we can help you in any way, just get, our emails. We're going to give our emails toward the end of the program. You can contact us through email, and perhaps you'd like a session, with the angels or with me, with my intuitive insight. Either one. It doesn't make any difference.
Right.
Okay, Richard, thank you very, very much for calling.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, we got Susan on line one.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Susan. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Toronto, Canada, and I know Jen as well a little bit from the Healing Circle.
All right. So you know Jen, you know Susan?
Hi, Susan.
Hi. Nice to meet you finally in person. No, I have actually a question as well, because I'm starting to get more and more into the motivational field, more and more into the helping field as well. Yeah, and starting as well, like going into new groups and things like this. I'm feeling good with this, and I only was wondering if I'd be on the right path.
You want to know if you're on the right path?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Completely.
Anyone going into the intuitive field, yes. Of course, you're preaching to the choir here, you know that.
Yes, because I have the same feeling that it is the right path. But it comes like so much towards me right now and more, and I'm having fun with it as well. And, yeah, simply wanted to know if I'm also good enough for that, doing that, that I'll be helping enough people with that, and that I'll be able to do that as well.
You are an eagle getting ready to fly, Susan.
Yep, ready to soar.
Yes, absolutely. So don't let yourself get caught up in doubt and fall down. You don't want to fly with turkeys. You want to fly with the eagles.
Yes.
And, you know, I have one good eagle flying with me. That's Jan.
Jan's an eagle.
Yeah.
And you know, the self-doubt that I heard in your voice, you know, you can ask the question. Of course, you're asking a question, and we asked you to do that. However, sometimes when you ask that kind of a question, it brings in self-doubt. Am I good enough? Is this, you know, and so just assume that you're good, because if you're being called to do this, you can't deny it. Like Jan couldn't deny her angels.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, Susan, one of the things that I had to do when I was arguing about all of this and finally gave in is you really need to just relax and surrender. I hate that word, surrender. But that's the word that has come up for me. You have to surrender and allow it to happen. So just sit back and relax and accept.
Okay.
And I pulled a card for you, and I pulled the Chariot, Major Arcana, and definitely you are a healer. Mm-hmm. And the charioteer is sitting in meditation, and when you sit in this place of quietude, the wheel of fortune is turning for you. In the meditation, you get messages, whatever they are, and it's very important that you're listening. And, of course, I'm all about writing it down.
That's what I'm doing. Actually, just started. I'm sitting on my iPad, and I'm typing it down, and it's like my hands are running.
Good. Very good. All right, Susan, thank you very much for calling. And, listen to the rest of the program, because each person that's calling in, we're giving different information. Some of it's the same. However, you'll still learn from everyone else who's calling in. That's what my idea of an ideal call-in show is, where everyone learns.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. And now we have Val on line 3. Let's talk to Val. Hello, Val.
Hi, Judith and Jan. How are you?
Just fine. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Eugene, Oregon.
Eugene. All right. Val from Eugene. What a concept. In our hometown.
I know. What are the peeps here?
Hey,
you know, I listen to you, and I have always focused on the notion that I'm generally a happy person by nature. I think that it's a choice, and I enjoy my joy and happiness. But from that, I developed some projects that kind of float my boat, and there was one in particular, a little communication model that I developed a few years back that focused on taking information from other people and just kind of passing it along that was helpful information. And I backburnered that project for a few years now, and I'm curious, because it was such a passion of mine, if there's an opportunity or I should pay attention and revive that, or I should let it die a slow death and move forward.
If it has energy, forget about letting it die a slow death. If it has energy, then you want to just amp it up. And this project that you were talking about, taking what other people have said and written and moving it forward, tell me just a little bit more about that.
Sure. Sure, it was, and I utilized broadcast, television broadcast to get it out there. And really what it was a simple little 90-second venue or vignette that took helpful information. It was called Tidbits. And it took helpful information and shared it. I identified who was sharing the information with me. And then I'd say, and they suggested we do this, such as, to keep flat sheets from sliding off your bed, you tie a knot in the corner. Or to sew a button on, you sew two holes, tie it off, and then sew two other holes, so you'll never lose a button on your coat. Those
By the
kinds
way,
of little helpful tidbits.
What would you call this radio program?
It was a television show, and it was called Tidbits.
Tidbits, okay. When are you going to broadcast?
Yeah, and so people, well, I put it on ABC, and I put it between a couple of syndicated shows, and it went really well. And then I had kind of a different challenge that hit my life, and so I stopped, and I just kind of back-burnered the whole thing. But it was such a success at that time, and it was such a passion, and I don't know if I should ever pursue it back. Is it good to revisit and revive something, or is it good just to keep moving forward? Or that's a huge decision for me.
Val, what do you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
You did know.
My passion was there.
Val, if you did know, if you
did
know whether to go forward or to let it die a slow death, what would you do?
I'd move it forward. I would move it forward because really it was focused on people helping other people. And I was just the instrument with which they spoke.
All right. When are you going to start?
You know, you guys are terrible. You're enablers. You realize this.
Yeah, I know. They call me a coach. Some people call me in the
band. I don't know where to start again, and I don't know, it's a real interesting dilemma, and it has been. It's something that I've never forgotten, and it resides there. So I'm just not sure. I'm just not sure if that's where my energy should go or not. So I was
I'd love to do a session with you. Yeah, that would be my greatest joy, because I've been doing radio for 25 years, and I just like to kick butt with you and get you moving. Jan, what do you have to say?
Yeah.
Val, what you're talking about actually reminds me exactly of what I'm doing with the angels, is relaying information, tidbits of information that they pass along. So you're being a channel, if you will, from one person to another, and you're being able to share that and to give it to others that they can use it. I mean, it's valuable information. And whether it's a 90-second thing or that could go on any number of shows, or whether it is something longer than that, and you could also end up doing something with it just as a blog or on the internet for other ways as well. So I agree. I think you should have a session with Judith.
I do too. I'm just really clear. I'm very clear on that. and Val, I have to share. I did that too. I in the Bay Area, I was doing these hour-long programs, some two-hour programs, and then I went off because money got a little tight. And I started doing a one-minute radio program. I said, you talk about addiction?
Yeah.
And it went over very well because it was at the top of the hour, and people were just finishing up with the other program and getting ready for the next. And it was very well received, and I think I got just as much business that way as opposed to doing an all-hour program. Okay, Val, we've got to run along. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was the same response I got back, was it was people appreciated because it was quick, brief, to the point, and it was helpful. So, it was a huge piece of who I was and what I did, and I appreciate the feedback, you guys. You have a grasp on things that I appreciate.
Thank you very much, Val. We'll be hearing from you soon. All right, thanks for listening, and you stay tuned for the rest of the program. Okay, we have Bobby on line two. I've never had so many calls. When you do readings, that's what that brings them in. They like them to have the readings. Okay, Bobby, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Bobby. Where are you calling from?
Pasco, Washington.
I'm calling from Kennewick, Washington.
Oh, Kennewick.
Kennewick.
Sorry, I said Pasco. Hi, Bobby.
Same place, almost. Very good. Jan, you got quite a fan club out here.
That's good.
Yeah, I know. Very good. When you have your own radio program coming up on 12/12/11.
That's right.
That's on a Monday. I want all you people to be tuning into their program. And so there you go. Okay, Bobby, let's see what question you have.
I'm hoping it comes to me while I talk. I feel certain that we are, my husband and I, myself, that we are in a pivotal change point. It's been coming on, and it feels magnificent. It feels big. It feels wonderful. I think I get that much of my job or my work is to stay in heart and to stay in love and to stay in joy. And we've recently done a limited agreement for putting our house on the market, and suddenly it was like, you know, like a little kid just sits up and just squeezes his little hands and gets all excited, you know, just such excitement at next, at the freedom of what next. And so I have a sense of things that I would, you know, if angels are pounding on your head, Jen, and telling you, you know, I've been asking them for kind of clarity most of my 55 years.
Oh, I'm sitting here bouncing up and down.
My question is generally, what might I support, anticipate, timeline, anything?
I'm immediately getting a sense of travel, of something about an RV. I don't know if you guys have considered getting an RV. I know you had one at one time, but if you're getting an RV and traveling around, and one of the things you might consider is doing the campground host situation, you know, where you go and you stay and you work at the campground and you get your space free and all that stuff. Look into that campground hosting, because you both have so much healing energy to be able to give to others, and you replenish each other together, and plus you both know how to gather that energy from source, from the universe, to be able to nurture yourself and to replenish yourself in order to be able to give to others. But you are a fount of wisdom, and you have that to share, and there are so many people who need what you have, and they're younger than you are. So you're going to be dealing with younger people. I'm not sure exactly how young, but not kids necessarily,
right,
but young adults and younger married couples.
And Bobby, one of the things I really get is that whenever there's any worry around or any mental, you know, yakety yak, I know you're bouncing around and feeling ebullient and that, just be careful what's underneath it. Mm-hmm. That if you have any worry or mental defeat going on, just, you know, just acknowledge it. Okay, there you are, you little booger. I'm going to get you. And then you just get up out of it and move forward. But you got to deal with, you know, all the logistics and details. I'm a detail person, you know. So I just recommend that you do that. And just thank you for calling. And you know that Jan's going to have her own radio program soon, don't you? Hello?
No, I didn't know that. I'm excited to hear that. I'm delighted to hear Jan's voice.
Very good.
And Judith, pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling, Bobby. And now we're going to go to Jan on line one. Another Jan. A Jan to Jan. Hello.
Hi, Jan.
Hi, Jan.
You know, look at all your fan club here. And Jan, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Silver Springs, Florida.
Silver Springs, Florida.
Yeah, she said if you know if it's a southern accent and it's Jan, that it's me. So
yeah.
Yep,
y'all,
it's me.
y'all listen here.
I hope that accent don't come through too bad. I want to ask a question. I see signs everywhere lately. I mean, I've always seen signs, but lately it's everywhere I look. And I get so many that I can't get the message that's trying to come across.
So many signals.
And then a shaman friend of mine told me that someone was shooting arrows at me, so maybe trying to stop me from getting those messages. I was hoping maybe you could help me with that.
Well, I'm getting that if they are, and I'm not really getting any, you know, real major thing about that. You know, I always like to imagine and pretend that I'm putting mirrors around me, you know, like that disco ball with all those mirrors. And it turns like,
yes,
when the light flashes on it. You put that around you.
Uh-huh.
You like put your, and then it just bounces anyone else's energy off of you. That's just a good tool, also a psychic tool that I've used, is that when I go to a grocery store or in the malls, when the people are shopping and pushing and pepper spraying everyone, I will put that around me. And it's just an imaginary ball. However, it bounces their energy away from me so that I can be at peace.
And
yeah,
Jen,
I have that problem too. I stay by myself a lot because when I go out, I feel so many people's emotions that it's just easier for me to stay by myself.
Jen, I'm also getting a sense that the image of the arrows coming at you is not necessarily a negative thing. It's just that there's too much input. There's too many ideas coming your way, and you're having a little bit of problem sorting through them. So I would suggest that you do the same thing that we talked about earlier, is draw that circle on a piece of paper, take some of those arrows that are coming in and figure out what they are until you can finally get rid of some of those and get to that center, that core, that important part that brings you the most joy. Remember, it's the joy that's going to carry you forward, nothing else.
Yeah, everything in my life just changed, and I'm trying to figure out what to do with it, so this really helps.
Thank you, Jan, and keep listening to the program, and remember that you can tune into my program Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tomorrow we'll be talking again about happiness, but we won't be doing the angel readings, but we have a naturopath on. And Jan and her friend Barbara from Germany will be starting a program on 12/12.
Right. Purpose Talk Radio.
And
Purpose
I'll listen.
Talk Radio. All right. Thank you for calling.
Okay, I'll listen in. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. We love you guys. All of you guys. By the way, I think we should put our emails out here so that people can contact us. Go ahead, Jan.
My email is ReikiJan. That's ReikeJan. @gmail.com.
One more time.
ReikiJan@gmail.com.
And mine is Judith@judithconradradio.com. And of course, you can go to the website and listen to this archive, and you can pick one of the people and say, okay, I want to get all this information. All right, we have Joan on line 3.
Hello.
Hi, Joan.
Hello.
Where are you calling
so nice
from?
To hear you, ladies. I'm calling from another Joan, and I'm from Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
Another Wisconsin lady. Do you know her, Jan?
I know her through Facebook.
Okay. All right. Hi, Joan. I wondered if that was the right Joan.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. Thank you for calling. And Joan, do you have a question? We're getting right to the end of the program, so we want to, you know, be able to.
Sure, I will try to make this quick. I feel like I just have a lot of talents. It's recently come up that I have some healing talents, and I'm also creative. But I'm sometimes I think that I just stop because I'm never sure what it is exactly that I'm supposed to be doing. So then I kind of don't do anything. and I'm wondering if there's anything that comes up real specific for either one of you that maybe is a better direction for me.
Are you an artist, Joan?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What I'm getting very strongly, and Bobby, this goes for you too, what I'm getting very strongly is healing through art. If you can use your art and allow spirit to come through you as you're doing whatever art you're doing, and it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter what your purpose is, there's somebody out there who needs whatever it is that you have. Bobby was doing some metal work and healing with energy work with metal work. And Bobby, I would encourage you to continue doing that as well. But for Joan, use your artistic ability, develop that, and come from a place of listening to spirit while you're doing your artwork.
A lot of healers calling in today. I love it. Yeah. And so I pulled a couple cards for you. One is the card of change. Wherever you're doing your art or however you're doing it, as Jan says, let's listen to spirit all the way through. I would imagine that Da Vinci was very connected to his higher guides. And then the second card is the death card. The death card is about deathing the old way of doubting and questioning. Just when you're listening to your angels and your guides, it's like they're right. It's like, I want you to imagine something. Just imagine that there's an angel right behind you. a huge, sweet angel, and I want you to imagine that angel is starting to wrap its wings around you. I want you to lean back into the energy of that angel. Sweet. And you are merged with that energy of the angel. Now, this is for any and all who have had difficulty sorting things out and not sure and confusion. When you do that, lean back. In fact, I usually ask my clients, lean forward, pretend there's an angel behind you. Angel wings are out, ready to wrap. And then just lean back away from the desk, the table, and just lean back into it. There's such a feeling of love that comes in. And then sit with that for 5 to 20 minutes, as long as you can handle that sweet energy. And when you're complete, just say thank you to the angel, and then ask to be connected to your angel at another time. Ask the angel, what is your name? And Gabriel is right around you. Don't you feel Gabriel?
Oh, yeah.
Gabriel is right around you. And then quick as you get, then you lean forward. But before you do, you say, okay, I'll be back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Just let her.
Okay.
Make a date with her. You know, I like that logistic stuff, you know, that detail stuff. I some people just say, well, I'll be around whenever I'm around. No, I'm going to be here at 9 o'clock. I'm going to be leaning. I'm going to be calling you in, and then I will have my paper and pencil, and I will write.
And in addition, when you're sitting there ready to do some of your artwork, whatever that may be sure to invite your angels in and your guides in to be working with you there, too, and to guide you on that. And then let go and let it happen.
Woo-hoo.
Okay.
All right, Joan. Thank you for calling.
That just feels wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I think we're complete with our calls. I see. This is wonderful. So now we've got cards out here for each other. And they're also for all of you out there. This is kind of recapping everything, revising, retrograde thing. And we are just doing a read for each other, which is for everyone out there. How's that sound? Okay, so we have two cards from me, from my deck, and then Jan, I gave her my visitor deck. And who wants to start? Jan, you make the decision. I start first, okay? Okay, I have one on the left, one on the right. Okay, well, I'm taking the left hand. The first card is the Queen of Swords, which is get above anything that is troubling you. And their crystals are behind the head of the queen. The queen is in total clarity. And this is kind of like leaning back into the energy of the angel. And up above the head is that inner child. You know, the inner child, if you can't hear what the angels are saying, that inner child of yours, is not a brat and can hear everything. Jan, your next card.
I'm taking the one on the right hand, and it is the Hermit.
Ooh, what do you think about that?
I love the Hermit. I think that is an absolutely fabulous card because it's got the, I don't know all the symbols of these cards that you know, but that's okay. It's got in his left hand, he's holding these rays of light that go in all directions. So even though he's facing inward, he's facing downward and inward, looking inside, looking into the void from which all things come.
Yes.
And all the light shining out of his left hand into the world.
And notice that white hand, that is a symbol of healing.
Okay.
So all of us are in this mode of healing. Mm-hmm. And my second card is the Princess of Wands. So I have the Queen of Swords and the Princess of Wands. These are all both mastery. And this is Aries. No fear can exist when we are creating and doing God's work or spirit work. And Aries is saying, let's throw over the fear tiger over our shoulder, and we are moving forward without fear, because fear and love cannot exist in the same space. Move it, move it, move it.
That's great.
Your next card is?
And my next card is Ruin.
Aha. And that's the last card of the four-card spread, which means we're letting go of mental ruin.
All right.
And you see how it's happening is you illuminate the heart.
You illuminate the heart. All these swords are pointing into the heart, and it's just glowing.
Right. Because if you are in fear, of course, those swords coming in at the heart will kind of rip it apart. And And many people are in crash and burn right now. There are landmines, and you're hitting every one of them. Can we stop that, please? Okay, well, we're wrapping this up, and we are glad that you are calling us, and we want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are, who makes a difference. Bye. We'll talk to you tomorrow night, 4 to 5.